Good afternoon, Truth Wins team. Good to be with you. World of Change.
World of Change.
Oh, wonder how we get the world to change.
Well,
we'll find out.
The Word of God is the world of change.
Anyway, we'll start off with our prayer.
Yes, we are starting with our prayer, the prayer of thankfulness, the prayer of the love of God. We thank you, Father, for this day. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and it is good. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus our Lord. He is our Lord because he is the Word of God, and he is the personification of love. Love overcomes all things. The love of God overcomes love of all things. And we walk as kings in life by Christ Jesus through the love of God and the word of God and the blessings of the Lord makes us more than conquerors. We thank you, Father, for this day of the day the Lord hath made. And we all said, amen.
Amen. Well, this weekend we went to SAC. B Theater. It's in Sacramento, and the play we saw was like a children's play, like Change Your World. And I thought, whoa, that's kind of prophetic. Like, what's happening is going to change our world.
Change our world.
So
what we do today changes the world in the future.
Right. So let's see what God had to say about prophets, because prophets, what are prophets? Prophets seem to be speaking a lot about what's going to be happening, and let's see what God says about prophets.
It says in 2 Chronicles 24:19, yet he sent prophets to them to bring them back to the Lord, and they testified against them, but they would not listen. In Ephesians 4:11-12, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying, equipping of the body of Christ. In Isaiah 50:4, the Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned.
Right. So that's kind of an interesting thing to hear what prophecy for is for. It's for to really give us insight and encouragement. So there should be prophets currently in your church telling you prophetic things. They may be happening currently. Sometimes the prophecies, obviously, if we look at the prophecy of Jesus, we see that he had prophecies way before he showed up. So, but we're going to kind of look at an interesting person in the Bible. How I got on this topic, it was I kind of have been looking to see, was there anyone in the Bible who didn't kind of have a journey of faith? And I was thinking, who was it like that wasn't like Daniel and went to the lion's den, or David had to fight Goliath? Well, in Genesis, we'll read about this person, and it seemed there's not much written about him, but as I went to study, I found out there is quite a bit about him.
Although, there's a book of it.
But it's kind of interesting. So we'll just jump into who this person is. We'll go to Genesis.
In Genesis 5:21-24, Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took, take, receive, take away, fetch, bring, get, take out, carry away him.
Whoa, so there, it doesn't really say much. It's like, really, you're thinking, wow, Enoch just walked with God. That's all kind of that's there in Genesis. Doesn't say anything really too much, except if we know the story, Methuselah was Noah's, I believe, grandfather. So we're looking at this and going, okay, well, obviously something was up during Noah's time, and so probably things were not the way people really wanted them to be.
And I think Enoch was the seventh after Adam, right?
Right. So we'll go on and read about a little bit more of him, because he's, most people maybe don't even know about Enoch, Harley, that he was translated and not, because it's so short in the Bible, but there's more references to him. And so we're going to show you some of the references, like, what did Enoch do? Why is Enoch so important? So let's hear a little bit more about Enoch.
In Hebrews 11:5-6, by faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Well, we might go, well, wow. Well, so that's kind of saying that,
well,
Enoch
that's
had...
That's a clue in life.
Right, that's a kind of a thing. Okay, so Enoch was a man of great faith. And he was
right.
Prophetic. So where did he prophesy and what is significant? So we're going to let you see what he prophesied. He's kind of interesting. He's, well, let's see. We'll go to our next one.
Well, that book of Hebrews was written by, I believe, was written by Barnabas, who was a very... He was a scholar of the Jewish race at the time.
Right, because I know some say Paul, but it seems the writing style is slightly different than Paul, so it potentially is Barnabas, but no way to prove one way or another. So now we're going to go on to Jude. And let's see what
which
Jude...
is the brother of Jesus, the half-brother of Jesus, the brother, it says the brother of James, who is the brother of Jesus as well.
Right, well, so let's read it. Well,
it says in Jude 1, Jude, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, the brother of James, to those who are called, sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ.
Right, well, and so what's kind of interesting about this book is a lot of Bible studies that I know of, like Bible Study Fellowship has a 10-year program to study the entire Bible, and this year's Revelations for them. We have a small group we meet in, and their church group that they're in is doing Revelations. So there's a whole lot about Revelations, but it's kind of interesting. Jude is the book before Revelations.
Right before it. Right.
Right. And,
in the Bible.
And being prophetic, it tells of a time kind of things are not good. There's lots of robberies, crimes up, and everything. And so it's a telling of, it's kind of interesting because I don't think we're, I haven't a prophetic word, but I don't think we're in the time of tribulation yet, that there's going to be a rapture. But there's been times where the prophet, obviously Noah built the ark because he prophesied that he was told, get in the ship, get in the boat,
yeah,
whatever.
Build a ship.
Things aren't looking good. So I kind of went and looked and studied a little bit more to know, like, how did they come up with, because we're going to give you in the Bible what Jude said. We haven't told you yet what Jude said. But before we go there, there is a book of Enoch. It is currently in the Ethiopian Bible. It was in the Bible. It was in the Jewish Bible. It was taken out, they believe, probably because of things. But let's go. What's really kind of neat is we're going to show you a picture of the Dead Sea Scrolls. We'll go to it. That's the picture of the Dead Sea Scrolls. And in it, that's the reference to the book of Enoch.
It says in the book of Enoch, so when is this scroll dated to? It's from the Hasmorean period. When was that? The Hasmonean period was over decades before Jesus was ever born. Never mind, because the epistle before the epistle of Jude was written.
Right.
And so they have the hyperlink to go to it on the internet.
Right. You can look at where they found it. It's a biblical historical site. So there is a proof like that that was written. It's in the Dead Sea Scrolls. And it was in the Bible, and then for different reasons, people had it removed. But it's interesting. I don't know if the whole book of Enoch should be there, but we're
probably the first book.
But we're knowing that Jude, we're going to show you, Jude actually quoted Enoch.
Enoch, you're
and
right.
He was the half brother of Jesus, so he obviously had a good source of knowing
Jude
what
was.
God.
Yeah.
Right. I'm leaving this up instead of letting you see us so you can kind of look
right.
at the Dead Sea
Scrolls. Enoch was a prophet.
Right.
You can see that when you read his words.
Right. So there's something important that we need to know in Jude, which is kind of a precursor to Revelation. So this is kind of a long reading. We're going to read Jude and go through it, and then we'll be back with you. So it might take a little bit of time, but we will pop back up.
In Jude 1, 14 through 17, it says, Enoch was the seventh in Adam's family line. He spoke words from God to these men also. He said, listen, the Lord came with many thousands of his angels, and he came to judge all people and to punish all the bad people for all the wrong things they had done. And he came to punish bad people for all the wrong things that they have said against him. These men complain about the way things are. They do not like it. They do what they themselves want to do. They say big things. They say nice things to people to get what they want from them. But my dear brothers, you must remember what the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ said would happen. In Jude 1, 18 through 21, they said to you, at the end of time, men will come who will make fun of holy things. They will do the wrong things they themselves want to do. These are the men who make people do unto different groups in the church meetings. They have only a man's heart. They do not have the Holy Spirit. But you, my dear brothers, must make your lives better in the holy things you believe. Talk to God in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in God's love. Wait for your Lord Jesus Christ to come and to help you. He will give you life that will live forever. Some people are not sure that what they believe. Be kind to them by sharing in their troubles. Pull them out of the fire and save them. These are other people to whom you must be kind, but be careful about it. But you must hate even the clothes that bad people have worn. God can keep you from doing anything wrong. He can bring you to the place where he is great, and you will be all good. You will be very happy. And he is the only God, and he is our Savior through our Lord Jesus Christ. He is great. He is wonderful. He has power. He has the right to rule. He was like that before time began. He is like that now, and he will be like that forever. Yes, he will.
Whoa, that was... Well, you should go back and read that. For I think it's for the time of now, although this was written about the time that was before the Great Flood. He was before Noah, and it could be a prophecy for what was going on. The people were doing what they wanted. If you read the book of Enoch, it kind of talks about the fallen angels coming down and making havoc for man and teaching man incantations and wrong things. And then the archangels came, like it said, the whole army of God, and set things back right. Basically, everybody besides Noah and his family were gone. So right. It's a time, but God did say he would not flood again.
And there was more corruption than you really believe, you really understand. There was more corruption than we could perceive that today, or any kind of, unless you listen and read the book of Enoch, you will go, whoa, this is really corrupt.
Right.
More than corrupt today, I think, almost.
Well, I don't know that it's more than corrupt today. I think...
Well, there were things happening in those days that can't come to fruition today.
But I think evilness is here and man can be led astray. But part why we're doing this message is I believe God's moving. Things are going to be different. God said, don't worry about it if you're his. It will be good. You'll be happy.
We're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus our Lord.
So as we go through this period right now of change... Because there's always change flipping back because there's an election coming. And in California, I guess we've had a lot of... We probably were slightly deceived about what Proposition 47... We had compassion. We didn't want people locked away for life for stealing a candy bar. But God says, do not steal, and that's what it is. And so they kind of opened the door to say, oh, we'll be forgiving, this is love. But that's not really love, because if you're going in and stealing from a store, either the customers that are there are going to have higher prices, or the company goes out of business. Thievery is not good. You wouldn't want people, no one...
There's no... Thievery is not a carte blanche okayness.
No, no one would want, if you said, oh, you owned a business, you would not want people stealing. If
you're hungry, then we could help you out beyond stealing. You know,
right,
we can help you without stealing.
Well, because most of the things that people are stealing are not necessary things they have to have. It's going back to the verse there. It's what they want. They try to convince people to go along and let them do what they want. And really, we all know what's good and wrong and bad, and we don't want to be doing bad. So this is just kind of a wake-up call for everyone. Oh, it's kind of interesting. My F for in is up on this page.
I put
that for a long time ago. That's what I saw. It's kind of interesting. That's what I saw on the ceiling of my bathrooms on both sides of the wall, because it's kind of a slope thing. But I think I need to take that down because...
Well, maybe it's a wake up call for everybody.
It's a prophetic thing too, because God put it there. But I think you need to read Jude. Everybody should read what basically came from Enoch. Enoch, actually, I did learn after, I was thinking Enoch was the only man who like walked with God and didn't have any problems. But actually, Enoch is prophesying about what's going to happen with the flood, that men were evil. It can't ever be fun to live in an evil time. But God will preserve the righteous. That's our message for you today. Get to know Jesus. He died for your sins. And you just have to ask for forgiveness. Ask him in your heart. Give your life to him. And then...
One thing.
And then speak in tongues.
The cool cliche was the oldest man that ever lived died before his father, and his father, Methuselah's father, was Enoch, and he never died. So that's kind of a wake up, you know. The oldest man that ever lived died before his father.
Right.
So anyway, truth wins.
Truth wins.
And
What we need next is, I've been studying, I think we're going to maybe jump around. Like I said, he said in this thing, God will wake you up in the morning and commune with you. And so he wakes me up and he's kind of going, I think I want you to teach on intercessory prayer, which wasn't really what I was thinking where we would go. But maybe, like it says, we're going to need to take people out of the fire. And so we're going to have to...
Yeah, it's a wake-up call right now.
Right, we're going to have to take people out of the fire. We're going to...
Make your decision.
Right, like people who are deceived will suddenly have the truth and they'll...
Yeah, you listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
Right, so we want to pray for them and intercede or do supplications for people who are believers and know how to do it correctly. So we'll say goodbye. Truth wins. Have a great week. And if you need any prayer requests, go to prayer@truthwins.com. Email us.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
Right, or you can call us. We have a phone that you can call, and we can talk to you, and we say, have a great week, and we'll be